On today's show, Jeep reveals some wild concepts for its Easter safari, Audi develops new tools made out of composite materials, and another study shows ride-sharing won't cut into car sales. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 11th of 2016. It's been a long time coming, but Jeep will finally offer a replacement for the Compass and Patriot. Wards reports that the vehicle, codenamed CSUV, will start production in the fourth quarter of this year for the South American market. However, no word on when it will come to the U.S. Jeep's global brand chief, Mike Manley, also confirmed a Hellcat-powered Grand Cherokee will start production in mid to late 2017, and more diesel-powered Jeeps for the U.S. is, quote, very viable. And speaking of Hellcat and diesel-powered Jeeps, the brand showed off seven concepts it will take to the Easter Safari in Moab, Utah. But here are our favorites. The Trailcat that we teased the other day does, in fact, have a Hellcat motor stuffed under the hood, which must make for some crazy off-road fun. Another cool concept is the Comanche, a definite nod to the past. It's a small pickup that's based on the Renegade and features a diesel four-cylinder engine. Some have speculated we may see this truck get made, but it could come with a Ram badge on the nose. While many of these vehicles will never see their way down a production line, I've got to say Jeep's design team has been knocking these Moab concepts out of the park. They look fantastic, and it's exactly what its customers want to see. Automakers are using more and more composite materials in cars to help cut weight in order to improve fuel economy and emissions. But it's not just vehicles. Audi is integrating composites into the tools that build its cars. Conventional tools, like a press, are made out of cast iron and steel and can weigh up to 45 tons. Audi's new ones are a mix of cast iron, aluminum, and plastics, and are up to 8 tons lighter. Tools are subjected to enormous forces in a press, and that stress increases with repetitive forming or cutting. Old tools have vertical ribbing, like you see here, but Audi's are arched, which helps to optimally distribute the forces. Not only does this help with wear and tear, it also allows parts to be produced faster, and Audi says they've reduced energy consumption by 10%. The new tools are currently being used at the company's plant in Ingolstadt, Germany. And finally, an automaker addresses autonomous driving in the snow. We'll have that right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Back in January, Ford became the first automaker to test fully autonomous vehicles in winter weather. The company tested a Fusion Hybrid equipped with self-driving technology at the University of Michigan's M-City campus, and now it's revealing some of those results. Ford says its LiDAR system is so powerful it can identify falling snowflakes and raindrops, which actually caused the system to falsely believe an object was in the way. So Ford engineers, with the help of U of M researchers, created an algorithm that recognizes snow and rain and filters them out so the car can continue driving. The LiDAR system is also used to create high-res 3D maps, which helps the car locate itself when the roads are covered in snow. It's so nice to see this information come out, as it's the first time I've seen an automaker address autonomous driving in poor weather conditions. You know, we've speculated that ride-sharing services like Zipcar, Uber, or Lyft have the potential to dramatically disrupt car sales because if fewer people are driving, less cars will be sold. However, last month, the Boston Consulting Group revealed that by 2021, car sharing services will only decrease global car sales by 1%. And now a new survey from Kelley Blue Book echoes those findings. It says people only use those services as a substitute for taxis or rental companies, and 3/4 of respondents plan to purchase or lease a vehicle within the next 2 years. An overwhelming majority also believe car ownership is more reliable, safe, and convenient than using ride-sharing. So while these services will continue to grow, it looks like they will not pose a threat to car sales. Coming up next, a look at how the internet and social media helps automakers shape their message.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Thanks to the internet and social media, automakers can now get instant feedback from the media and the public. On AutoLine this week, John is joined by the heads of communication at GM, Hyundai Motor America, and Jaguar Land Rover North America. And in the following clip, they discuss the benefits of receiving that instant feedback.
Back in the old days, you would literally wait until the next day when the paper came out. Actually, you would wait for a physical paper to arrive at your office. Today, you find out 2 minutes after an interview is done, you see a tweet, you see a post on Facebook, you see a picture on Instagram, see all these things, and it's almost instantaneous. But one of the great things it does is by the time that paper is printed, that paper lives forever. But an online story can be changed very quickly. So if there is a mistake, as opposed to a difference of opinion, you can get that mistake fixed very quickly. By the time the paper was out, it was done. And whatever was in that paper was perceived to be correct and accurate, and it wasn't always, frankly.
It's interesting because we also now have the tools in our hands to respond to miscommunication or misunderstandings or just outright incorrect information. This is something that I think started at Chrysler with their Firehouse blog, where we all of a sudden now as communicators have a tool to instantly tell our side of the story to thousands of journalists in a few moments, as well as to employees and retailers and other stakeholders, just by putting out our own message online in a very direct manner, where in the past we might only have the tools of working with the media to help get the story out. Now we have some direct channels, and that's just an extra tool in our tool belt.
You can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you for watching. Have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.